Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I love sharing with you every week on this show because what we get to do is sit together for an hour and really step back from our busy, ordinary lives and fill our minds, our awareness, with things that really count, really matter. Because so much that we're focused on during the day, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow. And if I ask you what you had for lunch last Thursday, do you remember what you were so worried about 5 years ago? We've long since forgotten those things. But there are parts of our lives that really matter. Who we are, what we allow to fill our consciousness, what we choose to direct our attention to. I love the two words, pay attention, because you are, by deciding what to focus on, using the most precious currency you have, the currency of your attention. And you're directing that to something. And there are so many people who are directing that toward items that aren't going to help them, aren't going to help them feel better, aren't going to help with their personal growth, aren't going to help with their personal development. 2,000 years ago, the great Hindu sage Shankara said, there's the enduring, that which endures, there's everything else. And he said, if you don't spend at least part of your day focused every day on that which is eternal, enduring, then you've just missed the whole point of being on Earth. So you are not missing the whole point of being on Earth today by tuning into High Energy Health. You're here to pay attention, to fill your consciousness with ideas that really can make a difference in your life and the lives of those around you. But I'm going to ask you to do one more thing as we start our time together today, and that is I'm going to ask you to send a copy of a show, a link to a show, to someone you know in your world who's suffering right now, who needs that information. There's such a wonderful catalog of past shows, hundreds of them, that can help people who are in need. And you don't know when what you do, the choice you make to send that link to a friend of yours, to a loved one, to a family member, to a client, to a friend, can make all the difference in their lives. So you're paying attention right now, and you're filling your mind with wonderful, nurturing, uplifting ideas. Help someone else do the same thing. Be that compassionate presence that sends them that link, that who knows what a difference it might make in their lives. So share these ideas, maybe share them even with a dozen other people, put them on social media, really get the word out there that it's possible for us to have much better lives. There are all these tools available right now that can dramatically improve the quality of our lives. And I'd love to have you be one of the emissaries who lets others know these are available and that change, real shift, is possible. So thanks for being here, thanks for paying attention, and thanks for sharing. Make that part of your week, make that part of your life. You're going to so enjoy hearing from our guests today. They are Leah Linder and Pam Convoy. Leah is a naturopathic physician with a focus on nutrition and botanicals, with expertise in natural supplement formulation and manufacture. She is also a master gardener. Pam Convoy is a doctoral student in naturopathic medicine and is versed in shamanic and native healing practices. In fact, both of them are shamanic practitioners. Pam has also spent professional years educating people about nutritional supplementation, and both of them are ordained ministers. Welcome, Leah and Pam.
Thank you so much, Stassen, for having us.
Oh, it's a joy. It's a pleasure. And I've seen one of your previous interviews. I thought, I know people on High Energy Health would be delighted to hear their perspective. And what you're doing is so interesting. You're bringing together plant medicine with psychology with spirituality. And to most people, these are three different domains. You know, there's plant medicine, and of course, that's coming into psychology now with more and more clinical trials. And then the spirituality, which people aren't quite clear how those three things relate. So we'll take a deep dive into those in coming while. I'd love to hear from you both in turn, whichever, just go and pipe up in whatever order you like to, about how you came to be interested in this intersection of these three wonderful healing tools.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start off and take that one. To begin with, I think that from a very early age, we are taught the knee bone's connected to the leg bone, right? And so we recognize that our body is one collective system, and that even though different aspects of our life might be divided out by different words, we are our physical body, our mental body, and our spiritual body too. And so it's what I utilize in my practice and with all of my patients to recognize that there is that connection. And the way that this all kind of came about is about 2.5 years ago, I had three patients unrelated to each other come up to me and say, hey, I'm interested in plant medicine. I heard this podcast, I read this article, and I'm really interested in microdosing psilocybin. And, you know, from my perspective, I had only ever really researched or known about it from a recreational standpoint, but I knew that there was some research in there, and I said, okay, let me get back to you on that one so that I can make an informed decision on that. And the research was there as far as addressing depression and anxiety, PTSD, addiction is another really big one that has had a lot of research in there. I was just kind of blown away. And I know that we are in this era of a psychedelic renaissance as well. And so I went ahead and said, okay, let's go ahead and do this. Let's start microdosing. And it was the most profound catalyst of change that I had seen in my patients. So we were doing all foundational care of naturopathic medicine as far as diet and lifestyle and hydration and sleep, you know, and all of those things, but they wanted to have this little boost, if you will, to support them in their overall wellness journey. And the effects were profound. So much so that I was like, we gotta put this in the water. You know, I think that there's so many people that can benefit from this. So then one day, Pam and I were having lunch together and was telling her all of these stories of my patient's success with it. And she got this little light bulb above her head and was like, how do we do this? How do we make it happen? So I'll let her take over from there.
Okay.
Well, Leah and I work together at a professional nutritional supplement manufacturer. So we did both have the background in how to source, how to formulate. Leah really specializes in that aspect, where to get things tested, what the expectation is to have the highest quality nutritional supplements. So we had that background. And listening to Leah's stories and her patients' profound shifts with just a microdose of a natural substance really kind of blew my mind. So as Leah was saying, that there is a lot of research out there and currently ongoing with psilocybin, which is really got the highest safety profile of all the psychedelics and other psychedelics as well. So, you know, I've spent most of my professional life in marketing and business development, and I knew there were ayahuasca churches. So I dug into, how does that work? And lo and behold, in 1993, the federal government passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and that was specifically passed to address the indigenous practice of plant medicines and entheogens in sincere spiritual practice. Okay, that's a leap. So the way naturopaths practice medicine, and you may not know, or your listeners may not be aware, but it's very root cause medicine. Brings in all the lifestyle stuff, the relationship stuff, the sunshine, the sleep, the nutrients, all of it. sounds like a religion I'd like to be a part of, honestly. So I built a church. We really dug into all the legal aspects. There's actually an attorney bar for psychedelic medicine, which is fascinating. So lots of discussion, lots of research, lots of time and money spent to make sure we were doing things properly. We launched Such as Seminary, so that is our church. It's a non-denominational church, so we don't speak of any deity specifically, but if you're using psychedelic medicines and these practices and you don't have a profound understanding that there's something beyond you, you're not doing it right. So whatever gets you there is okay with us, whether it's Muhammad or Jesus or universe or God, whatever, that's perfectly fine. What we really focus on is all of the aspects of lifestyle management in addition to psilocybin. Psilocybin is our sacrament, and we offer it in both microdose pairings that Leah will talk about. She was the formulator, as well as higher dose, macro dose ceremonies, which we can talk about as well. But we've been in operation since the spring of this past year, and the community has been starving for this. We've had the great fortune of talking to people like yourselves. We're very connected with medical practitioners that are interested in plant-based medicine. We have a vast network of wellness providers and psychedelic-trained therapists because it's just Leah and I, so, you know, we can't do everything, but there is a growing cohort here, even here in Little Reno, of people that are integrating these medicines into their lives for dramatic change, and we can absolutely share some stories with you as we get to the macro ceremonies in particular.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some case histories of people who have shifted. And just, I'm just curious, have you read about the effects that this produces on the brain? Why these kinds of substances, especially psilocybin, produce this glimpse into the beyond?
Absolutely so. Leah can talk in more detail, but basically psilocybin works in a few different ways. It is stimulates serotonin, but not just the 1A receptor, which is what things like Prozac go after, but also the 2A receptor. And that is what we believe is driving the mystical experience. And we don't use small molecule. We use whole mushrooms, and whole mushrooms have all kinds of other goodies in them that help with neuroinflammation, dopamine, energy, lots of things. And I'll let Leah take over because she's much more knowledgeable about these things.
Yeah,
it's so exciting. The way that psilocybin and other psychedelics can affect the brain, like Pam was saying, is many different receptors. I think a huge part of the spiritual component is that it does affect that 2A receptor, the serotonin H2A receptor, and that releases a bunch of different chemicals and neurotransmitters in the brain. Some of the neurotransmitters that get secreted are acetylcholine, which helps with new formation, new growth patterns. It also stimulates what's called BDNF, our brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and this helps with the realignment and growing new neurons in the brain. Like Pam was saying, there's a bunch of goodies in the whole mushroom which help decrease neuroinflammation, and that's really important for people that are stuck in a traumatic pattern or ruminative thinking as well, because once we calm down the inflammation and start building new neural patterns, it's basically creates a panacea of capability for the brain to find a different way to think and be. So those are some really great things. It also stimulates a lot of catecholamine release, which is important for getting out of our prefrontal cortex, which is our judgment thinking and our language centers, and getting into more of those deeper parts of our brain. So our amygdala, our hippocampus, our pituitary gland, it starts to trigger the more lizard parts of our brain so that it can help heal that wound pattern of and tell your brain that it's safe. So the amygdala, our lizard brain, keeps us safe. It tells us, is the saber-toothed tiger in the room or is it not? And if the saber-toothed tiger is in the room, then it creates all these defense mechanisms. So shunting blood to our big organs so that we can run away from the saber-toothed tiger. But it also, messes with our memory in one of two ways. Either it can hone in and say, hey, this is something that we need to pay attention to because we're not safe. Or this is so unsafe that I don't want my brain to actually remember this because it was such a traumatic event. And so when we start to shut down our prefrontal cortex and we're in this midst of neuroplasticity and building these new neurons, we can actually shift our brain to say, hey, we actually are safe and we can rewrite this story. We can rewrite this pattern so that it doesn't stay and affect our overall functioning.
Yeah, that's the crucial question is, what are the effects in terms of durability? Do they last? And once people have that experience, are they then able to confront, say, for example, the same triggers later on and not go into that fight or flight response?
So exactly that. So the reason why, being a physician, I use a lot of different modalities as far as medicine in my practice. And I truly believe that this is profound medicine because unlike pharmaceuticals where you have to take more and more and more to get the same effect, with psilocybin in particular, many different other psychedelics can do this, but the more that you use them, the less you need to achieve the same benefits. So it really does absolutely get to that healing modality, and it is so durable. Profound effects after one macrodosing session. Microdosing is a little bit more of a whisper, and so it takes a little bit longer to get enough on board to create those long neural changes. But, with a macrodose, you don't really get an opportunity. There's profound change that happens because of how much chemical shift that happens in the brain.
Give us an example, a case history of somebody who, say, was dealing with perhaps severe trauma for a long time, and that shifted the way they see the world, see themselves.
My favorite one.
I know, this is the favorite.
My favorite. We have lots and lots of case examples, but we had one individual, she's in her early 50s, had her background was extensive sexual abuse through her childhood into adulthood. She had been sort of dealing with that through alcohol, through the mask that she wore of being very much a people pleaser, very much the comedian, and was really ready to kind of dig into this pile. But she came to us uneasy, as most people do, that have not had experience with these medicines, who don't know what's going to happen. It's a little unnerving, she was thinking, oh, what happens if I fall into a million pieces? So, doing the proper preparation and helping people to start integrating what's going to happen to them even before they have the experience and then ongoing. So the integration part of it really helps with the durability. She came ready to do the work. She took 5 grams of psilocybin. This is a blend, our proprietary blend that we use, and it's all test quality tested. It's all very clean. It's organic. And she not only didn't fall apart, she sat under my tree in the church is my home, my property up here, and there's a big tree in my yard that is the sitter tree. Everyone gravitates to this tree. She sat under the tree for about 4 hours, just tears running down her face, but with a big smile. And as she was coming out of her experience, she said wide-eyed like a child, "Who am I now without this burden?" And I get the chills whenever I tell this story. And okay, welcome home. So now you get to revisit yourself. So that, the integration is part of that. Sort of working with your environment. The mushrooms themselves really help with addictive behavior. So you want to get the poisons out. You want to look at your relationships properly. You want to sleep well. You want to do all of these things. In her particular case, she continued with a microdosing session. And this was now about 6 months ago, and she's solid. She's solid. Mm. She's not drinking. Her kids that were living with her ex are now living at home with her. She's employed and hadn't been for over a year. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and enthusiastic and really owning herself as her own person and not the mask that she was wearing. Really profound shifts, and you can feel it we can feel it, right? The energy that people come with radically changes. And
yes,
they leave a different human being.
Yeah, it's wonderful when you see those radical changes. And it's also powerful when it happens quickly and then is something which then goes on to affect other domains of their lives. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please stay tuned. We're going to a break right now. I'll be right back after this brief break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping. Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. My guests today are Pam Convoy and Leah Linder. Their website is SETA, S-E-T-A-S, Seminary, SETAS Seminary, S-E-T-A-S, Seminary.org. And we're looking at the junction between microdosing, macrodosing, psilocybin, plant medicine, psychology, and spirituality. So what I'm curious about is this, how this relates to conventional spiritual experiences. And there are those in all the traditions. There are ones, in example, in Islam, like Muhammad's night journey, where he traveled with the angel Gabriel to the seven layers of heaven and hell and back again, and like, you know, St. Paul's conversion on the road to Emmaus. Rumi had one. Modern people like Eckhart Tolle sitting on the park bench and suddenly discovered himself enlightened after a lifetime of depression. How do these kinds of dramatic psilocybin and other psychoactive substances, experiences relate to those types of spiritual experiences?
So psilocybin reduces the activity of the default mode network in the brain. And this is what is related to, you know, your self-thinking and that sense of ego that you have. And so very often when that gets shut down, even in spiritual experiences, the ego dissolves and allows that individual to report that feeling of oneness with the universe, with nature, with a higher power. And that sense of interconnectedness aligns with the spiritual teachings that are often emphasized with the unity and the transcendence of self as well. So I think that that's a really important part to mention. And then also, you know, when we are on a psychedelic journey, there's that mystical type of experience of that awe and wonder, that timelessness, the unity with all things, and that sacredness that, you know, we are part of this greater whole. And there's also this sense of kind of ineffability. Like if you've never gone on a psychedelic journey before, it's very hard to describe. And I think that that very much mimics the effects of a profound spiritual experience as well. So you get that altered perception of reality, that enhanced emotional insight, that amplification of awe and reverence with the greater whole. And that has a lot of cross-pollination with a lot of spiritual practices.
So it sounds a lot like one of those kinds of transcendent experiences that people have spontaneously sometimes in those mystical settings when they are able to, and again, we see the same thing in MRI studies, the shutdown of the default mode network, especially the mid-prefrontal cortex, and then people are dropping their old ego-bound sense of self and then catapulting into this feeling of oneness with cosmic consciousness. So it sounds like a very similar kind of experience that people are having.
Absolutely. And it also is a similar experience from a neurochemical perspective too, you know, so the release of dopamine, the release of oxytocin, you know, the reduction in alpha brain waves as well. I mean, from a physical and chemical perspective, it's very similar to somebody going through a spiritual experience.
And an individual can achieve these same states with a lot of religious practice, like extended meditation and fasting and that kind of thing. And these are some of the tools that we introduce to our members, that you don't have to fast for 40 days in the desert, but you can do fasting and it will help keep you in the state that you want to be in, a more neuroplastic state, and to retain the insights that you get from a macro dose. So we do integrate the tools that are used in traditional religious and spiritual practices along with the psilocybin as our own sacrament. So it's not ever just a one and done. In fact, the macro journey, the big experience, is just opening the door. It is really, truly the first step.
Is it applicable to everyone, do you think? Or are there some people for whom that traditional spirituality path might get them there quicker or get better? How do you determine who's a good candidate for this kind of approach?
From my perspective, everyone will have you definitely have a non-ordinary state, so you're going to interpret things very much differently than you would otherwise. And as Lee was describing with the neurochemistry, you're able to, and your listeners can go look this up, the really cool pictures of the neuroplasticity. So new neurons, new dendrites, new pathways, new ways of interpreting things. And that's what sort of helps elevate you into, oh, I never looked at it that way. And we are all connected. The default mode network shuts down, your ego goes quiet, and you feel connection. How you describe that connection is a very personal thing, whether it's God, spirit, source. To us, we don't care what you call it. You know, it's the journey to get you there, to have that experience will open your mind to making very large shifts towards a much more wholesome life. Whole wellness and spiritual integration is what we're trying to achieve with these practices.
Absolutely. Well, and just a tandem off of that too is that very often when I'm in a large room speaking to a bunch of people, I'll say, raise your hand if you've never experienced a traumatic event in your life. Nobody can do it. Because being human is challenging and hard. And so when you ask who is a good fit for this, I would say that anybody that is seeking personal growth, more self-discovery, right, that are wanting that emotional healing and that relief from this existential, I don't have control of this mode, that this is something that happened to me, right, that are also wanting to do that deeper spiritual exploration and want deeper connection with not only themselves, but those around them, the plants, the air, the water, you know, Mama Gaia in general. And then also, you know, for going beyond that, people that are wanting to explore more of their creativity or their problem-solving insights. I have a lot of patients, but we also have a lot of people in the church that are high-functioning individuals, you know, the CEOs and the ER doctors and the architects and the lawyers and whatnot that so often go towards self-numbing things to kind of calm down their brain and, you know, help them cope with all of the things that they interact with, or even, you know, busy moms, or, you know, the person that has 400 things to do on their to-do list every single day. I mean, I don't think that there's honestly, there are some couple slight contraindications, but I think that when you look at it from that perspective of wanting deeper growth, wanting more connection, wanting more creativity and connecting with your deeper self, I think that almost everybody can benefit from this.
Absolutely. I think the deeper self is something that, again, we all so powerfully need to do at least some part of every day, every week. And if you do that, it shifts your whole life and the rest of your life then has meaning and purpose. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please stay tuned. We're going to a break right now and find more about Leah and Pam's work. Go to their website, setasseminary.org. That's S-E-T-A-S, seminary.org. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
We'll be right back. welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I'm so glad you are here. You are giving yourself this time to immerse yourself in ideas that really can make a difference in your life. And I don't know when the last time was you thought about self-transcendence, but now is a great time to focus on, are you living your life just embedded in the same actions, thoughts, activities, perspectives every day? What openings are you creating in your life to shifting out of that default mode, network, stress, ordinary life, driven existence into the awareness of something larger? And how can you create that experience in your life? Whether it's through those spiritual practices like meditation, whether it's through plant medicine, whether it's through other practices that really work for you, what are you doing to introduce all of these experiences like awe, like wonder, like compassion, like gratitude into your life? Not accidentally. They all happen to us occasionally quite by chance. What are you doing to cultivate them as part of your everyday life? I'm also curious, Pam and Leah, are you doing this in groups as well as individual sessions?
So the microdosing, of course, people do essentially on their own with some guidance. And Leah is supportive in her role as physician also. But for the macro doses, we offer two different approaches. One is a small group, so there's a maximum of 6 individuals that attend the group. We have a 3-to-1. Leah and I are both facilitator trained, so we want to stick with a 3-to-1 coverage. The small groups, the dosage is 2 to 3 grams of whole mushroom that's served in a tea. So with both the small and the individual groups, we do a fair amount of preparation. So there's an intake, both an introduction, a medical intake, an introduction to setting and setting intention and the value of integration and preparation. The ceremonies themselves are a full day here at my property. It begins with a meditation and some stretching and a formal tea ceremony. Then the individuals, once the medicine starts coming on board, they can kind of float off to wherever they might be comfortable, whether it's the hammock or the hot tub or the bed or the, you know, we have a setup that makes everyone very comfortable. That experience lasts about 4 hours on average. And as people come out of their experience, we have a meal together. We talk about the experience. We talk more about integration. Oftentimes, everybody jumps in the hot tub and giggles like little children, and, you know, it's just a really beautiful thing to watch. The macro dose experiences, the individual ones are very similar, but they're a higher dose, so we start at 5 grams. And the people that are attracted to that option are typically ones that are very stuck, have had a lot of trauma and really some tough things that they're trying to work through. And other approaches have not been satisfactory. So other types of either medications or psychotherapy or whatever they had tried wasn't really getting the job done, and they come to get a nice shake-up. So they are more individualized, more customized. We might have cranial sacral therapy, some massage, different things that are integrated into that day for that individual. But for all, we do a group follow-up or an individual follow-up, and then we have ongoing integration, and we hold 2 events every month. That one is focused on didactic information. Say we're talking about meditation that month, what the science is and the value is of meditation. So we call that science and sermon. And then we have an experiential. We'll actually teach people how you can easily integrate meditation into your daily routine, whether it's a body scan or a walking meditation or just mindfulness. So we really, really focus on the integration, because without that, your brain is going to want to shift back into its old habits.
Yeah, that's the big challenge faced by spirituality and psychology, and has been for thousands of years. We go to a retreat center, have a heightened experience, and then go back to our regular lives, and they have all of the cues and all of the conditioning inherent in the way they're structured. We go right back to our old ways. So that is how to integrate. Is, I'm so glad you do that and give people tools to do that, and then the ability to find a way of interfacing then back into the daily lives. And so what does that typically look like for a person who's been through one of these day-long ceremonies? What do the integration phase look like when they get back home?
So we do integration on site, and then we follow up in a week and do a dedicated integration session for that, either that individual or the small group. And then we have monthly integrations that we perform. We are basically on call for people as needed. And we do collaborate with other practitioners in the area. So in our area, Sierra Psychedelic has 3 integration circles a week that are options for people at different times of the day and different locations in the city, as well as psychedelic-trained therapists that have integration circles as well. So we try to give people as many options as possible so they can integrate those tools into their lives and be successful.
And we'd like to say that the journey is just the beginning, because it really is about that integration. And we also recognize that every individual is different. You know, what integration looks like for me might be very different than what integration looks like for somebody else. And so maybe that is more somatic experience, you know, and so connecting people with somatic trained, you know, therapist is a really valuable thing, or getting them involved in a hiking group or something like that. You know, it can be different. Or some people want that one-on-one individual traditional counseling experience to be able to do that. So we hook them up with, you know, practitioners that we've vetted, that we trust, that know us, that we know them, so that they can have a safe container for however is going to best suit them to integrate. Because again, integration can look like a lot of very different things. So we try and provide the resources and the tools for every different type of learner and being.
I'm curious about those people who are stuck. And I know there are people who are stuck. In fact, if you're a coach, if you're a therapist, if you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, I was looking at some studies on stuckness recently, and one study of glaucoma patients who were given eye drops, without which they had a high probability, more than 50% of going blind, more than half of them didn't take the drops. It was astonishing that, you know, there was such low compliance when the risk was so high and the penalty was so high. People who are binge drinkers and binge eaters, when they're given intensive psychotherapy, tend to binge more. These behaviors are very persistent, and it does take something really dramatic often. And of course, in AA, they say it often takes hitting bottom to motivate us to change. But that's one really big consideration. How do we motivate ourselves to change? So think about that during our break. We're going to go to a break right now before our final segment. And just think about that whole question and how we can share this with people. Is what, when you're really, really stuck, how do you know it, and what do you do next? We're going to go to a break right now. Please stay tuned. For more about this wonderful work, go to SETASseminary.org. I'll spell that out. It's S-E-T-A-S, SETASseminary.org. And we'll be right back after a short break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. Each week I'm here sharing with you on the leading edge of health, well-being, and happiness. And there is so much available nowadays. It's pretty amazing compared to just a few years ago, variety of different approaches that are available. And these things that we have today are remarkable because they weren't there for previous generations. We didn't have MRIs of people's brains when they're both suffering and hitting transcendent states. We didn't know there was a default mode network before Marcus Raichel discovered it in 1996 and noticed there was this network of these brain regions, especially in the midline of the brain, that were going dark at different times and then lighting up at other times, and why this happened. So we have tools, we have approaches now that we just didn't have a few years ago. And there's no reason why people need to suffer and stay with all the things that hurt them and held them back. So please do take advantage of this wide variety of techniques we have now, and just know that it's possible for you to change. There's so many people who don't believe they can change. They may have been stuck for a long time. You may have areas of your life that have been completely stuck for a long time. We have the tools now that are able to help you shift. Please do take advantage of them. If you look at just the annals of High Energy Health on the hundreds of shows on this archive of media, you'll find there are all kinds of approaches there. So try them out, find ones that work for you, and apply them in your life. For more on Pam and Leah's work, go to their website, setasseminary.org, setasseminary.org. So let's get to that question, key question about somebody who is well and truly stuck. How do you recognize you're stuck and you might need an approach like this? And then what are some stories of people who have been able to get themselves unstuck?
Well, that's such a good question, because when we're in a place of survival, it is very easy for us to get distracted with what we have going on in our lives versus actually addressing what our patterns are. And so I think that a couple of things that we've recognized in the individuals that come and seek our care is these repeated patterns of, oh, I do really well and then I default back into my comfort zone, or feeling trapped in their emotions. There's a lack of motivation or energy. There's overwhelming anxiety or depression. There can even be emotional numbness. Like, my brain just can't do the emotions anymore. So that numbness, avoidance behavior, not tapping into your community, your family, those that you love, saying I can do it myself. And then there's kind of like this lack of direction or purpose that you might have. And so we really encourage people to get to that root cause as to why it's happening. Name those emotions. Take those small, manageable steps during the day. But really, the first part is acknowledging that you have struggle and that it's okay, right? I think that's the biggest thing, is that we get so isolated in our little boxes that we think, especially when it comes to mental health concerns, it's such a taboo and we don't talk about it. And there isn't as many resources as there are, you know, for individuals. For example, if you see me walking around with a sling and a broken arm, your friends are going to be like, oh my God, what happened? Like, are you okay? You know, and touch into that versus witnessing an emotional wound and saying, hey, I see you're really anxious. Do you want to talk about it? That can be a very different dialogue and one that doesn't really take place in our modern culture as much. So I think that those are the big things I would highlight.
The door, yeah.
What we see also is the individual knows. When they come to us for this kind of medicine, they are ready to look under the covers, you know, under the bed. They tried different things. They're still stuck. I'm ready now. So we never push. We never try to sell this approach. When people are ready to do the exploration, we're here. And that's true of how many macrodoses you do. Sometimes the trauma is very deep and there are very many layers. And they'll have a big experience and some real insights, and we'll ask, how often do I need to do this? Don't know. You'll tell us. You and the mushrooms will sort it out between you, and we will be here for you when you're ready. That is not a real satisfying answer, but that's really how we see it works. When people are ready, they will be able to access the things that they haven't been through this medicine.
So they may be on the verge of it, and then when that moment arrives, they finally are ready. Then they can open a door that may have been closed to them before. Give us one more story about somebody who was really stuck and then had that kind of a remarkable breakthrough.
Do you want to do Gardnerville?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have so many, which is beautiful. We get really excited about this part. So we had one lady that was referred over to us by a neurologist, and she has a long history of mast cell activation, of long COVID, long history of trauma. She was at one point on 15 different medications to manage her mental health concerns. And she came to us because she was actually ended up in the emergency room because of all the side effects of her medications. And, you know, after that emergency room visit, she was like, I don't want to do these medications anymore. I got to figure this out. And so she came to us, again, with this huge laundry list of things that she had been through, family abuse, sexual abuse, trauma from past relationships, kind of the list went on and on and on. And she came to us, and again, thinking that she was going to have a nervous breakdown during journey. She was really apprehensive and nervous about it. And then we go through journey, and she ended up giggling so hard that like it was making us giggle, because she was like got into this just super happy state. And she came out of it again saying, oh my gosh, who am I again without this burden? How do I reorient myself now? Because I love my family and I recognize how I've been treating my husband, and these are the things that I want to fix in myself. And she had this laundry list of things that she's like, this is how I'm going to do this different. And so going from somebody that was pretty debilitated, she got back into her business. Her relationship with her husband is thriving. Her relationship with her daughters and her grandbabies is something that she can actively participate in. She's also a caregiver to her parents, one that has dementia and one that has a lot of health issues. And her thing was saying, oh, when I go and take care of them, I'm there and I'm present. And as soon as I walk out the door, I'm done. I like leave it at the door. And that's something that she had never done before. And then probably another real profound thing is that she went from those 15 medications down to 2. And the 2 were just the immediate acting in case of an emergency medication. So she's had this sustainable, durable, no longer has to be dependent on pharmacotherapy anymore. And so that's It's magic.
That is wonderful. And so often those medications get stacked up in attitude one off the other, and there isn't really a good understanding of why they're all there and how they interact with each other. So yeah, it's powerful when somebody learns natural and holistic ways of taking care of themselves and doesn't rely on that so much. It's been a real delight talking to the two of you, and thank you so much for your obvious passion for the people you work with. It's a joy. And again, it's for people who aren't able to shift themselves to that transcendent perspective through other means. It can be a powerful way to do that and open up these new doors for them. So thank you so much for doing that. And for everyone listening, thank you so much for being here and for caring enough about yourself to show up and fill your mind with positive new possibilities. Till next time, you're listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. Till we meet again, stay happy, be healthy, fill your life with love and joy. Thank you.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.